message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Everybody tonight, I appreciate God Almighty for this great privilege to be alive and standing before great men and women of God. And of course, I want to celebrate my father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission. And of course, my mother in the Lord. I want to appreciate Pastor and Pastor Mrs. Victor of Folakemi Kuforiji. Please celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. I pray that the grace of God upon you will consistently and continually increase forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody told me something, that when you have a mentor, you are free from tormentor. When you have a mentor, you are free from tormentor. So thank you, sir, for being our mentor and for setting us free from every tormentors of life. Thank you very much. That the Lord bless you. Without wasting much time tonight, we're speaking on the topic that says conquering strongholds and limitation through or via praise. Conquering strongholds and limitation via praise. Conquering strongholds and limitation via praise. A stronghold is a problem that has persisted for a long time. A stronghold is a problem that has persisted for a very long period of time. You can also call it a stubborn issue that has refused to let you go. A stubborn issue of life that has refused to let you go. The Yorubas call it Ogunatinuwa. A stubborn problem that refuses to let it go. What is limitation? A limitation is an hindrance, stopping block, or barricade to our progress and advancement. A limitation is an hindrance, stopping block, or barricade to our progress and advancement. Of course, when something limits you from moving higher, when something stops you from raising, that is why praise is what will break everything limiting you from raising tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what they call breakthrough is a result you get from limitation. When you are limited and God sets you free, what you experience is breakthrough. Now, what brings about breakthrough is praise. One of the things that brings about breakthrough is praise. I pray every limitation in our lives, everything that has stand as a barricade between you and your progress, tonight, as you praise God, you shall see them no more in the name of Jesus Christ. A stronghold usually tries to have a foothold in the life of a person. A stronghold will try as much as possible to get a sitting room, a bedroom, toilet, kitchen in the life of a man. You know why? Before you park from such an area, it will take a long time. They have expanded. They have, you know, moved around the old life. And then it's difficult to let go. Now, when you go for deliverance, they leave the bedroom, they come to the city room. You think you are set free? No, they are still there. The only thing is the heart of the bedroom, but they are still in the city room. You do deliverance again, the kitchen, they leave there. You come back, you see them there, they are still in the city room of life. So, some girls try as much as possible to find a foothold in the life of a man. The meaning of that is they want to find their place. Every trouble, problem, finding place in your life, whether they are in the bedroom, sitting room, corner room, everywhere they are, the fire of God will shoot them out tonight in the name of Jesus. Many people know the deeds of God. Many people know the deeds of God. But not many people know the ways of God. Many people know the deeds of God, but not many people know the ways of God. If you have never seen God at work, it is because you have never given Him a quality praise. If you have never seen God at work, it's because you have never given Him a quality praise. A kind of praise that makes the prison door to open on its own accord. A kind of praise that breaks every chain and fetters without seeing anybody. Now, let me give you this scenario if you don't understand. When I was reading that part of the scripture in the book of Acts chapter 25, I observed something. When you want to break a chain, The person banded with that chain must feel the pain. If you want to force, break it. Because chain, you know how it looks like. So to break it, they must feel the pain. In fact, if care is not taken, they can express what's called fracture. Now, the praise that released them from this kind of chain, just unbuckle the chain. Just unbuckle the chain without stress. The thing is just like peke and it fall off. Every problems of your life that have been there for life, tonight they will stand peke and leave you alone in the name of Jesus. God is excited with praise. That's what the Bible says, and God inhabits the praise of his work. God is excited. Now listen to this. As military men are trigger happy, God is praise happy. When you praise, God is happy. One of the things that make God to overdo is praise. We call him Jehovah overdo. Well, what triggers him to overdo is your praise. He's to give you one, but you overpraise him and he overblesses you. You ask for one thing, before you know it, you are getting 10. Why? It's because you overpraise. God is excited with praise. Whenever he sees a praiser, he's always, that is why you can touch a prayer warrior, but don't dare a praise warrior. In fact, we have list of praise warrior than the prayer warrior. Many people are prayer warriors. In the church, we are prayer warriors. But let's count the number of praise warriors we have. The moment they sing first song, the second song, the next thing that enters their mouth is, something else. But praise warriors are consistently praising God. When they are sleeping, they are praising God. When they are eating, they are praising God. Somebody asked me, he said, how is it possible to praise God for 24 hours? I said, it's possible with your mind. You are driving in your heart, you are praising God. You are eating, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are walking on the road, thank you, Jesus. You are praising God. You don't need to kneel down and raise up your two hands before you know you are praising Him. Your heart is connected to the frequency per time, and your heart is connected in giving praise. And God is happy with your praise. Hallelujah. Praise is a force for the breaking down. Praise is a force for the breaking down and destruction of limitation and hindrances. It's the force that break down the limitation. The force that break down hindrances. Many people think praise is just a mere religious activity observed by religious people during a religious gathering. But that is not true. Service starts by 10. Somebody comes forward and says, let's begin to praise God. You think we are praising God so that we can wait for people to gather? It's far from it. Praise is a mystery that is beyond human understanding. Praise is a mystery beyond human capacity. You can't understand what praise can do. Praise is far from just waiting, when another set of prayer leaders want to come, they say, let's begin to praise him. Do you think they just do that as a tradition? Praise is not a tradition, neither is it a custom. Praise is new day in and day out. You praise God yesterday, you are praising him today, it's as if you have never praised him before. You praise him tomorrow, you are having a new realm. You praise him the next day, you are expressing a new realm. That is how praise looks like. Listen to this. A tradition, you can be tired of it. A custom, you can be tired of it. You can say, I'm not even interested in this tradition anymore. But you can't say you are not interested in praise anymore. The moment you are not interested in praise, you are not interested in raising. Because what brings about your race is your praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise does not cost much, but praise accomplishes much. It does not. In fact, praise is so sweet, so easy. What will it cost you? Driving from Lagos to Ibadan, and you are singing praise to God. You are playing worship song in your tape, in your stereo in the car, and you are praising Him. You are shaking your head. You are enjoying God. And before you know it, the atmosphere has changed in your car. Only you, Jesus, with God in your car, having a good time with Him. I have a professor when I was in university. He presented his inaugural lecture and he called it Romancing with the Chicken. And you are in the car romancing with the Lord, talking sweet things to him. He's speaking to you and your head begins to swell. Your head begins to swell, begins to drop ideas into your mind. That is what you experience when you are praising God. If you have never praised God and you begin to feel goose pimples coming out of your body, you are not there yet. Hallelujah. Praise is so deep. Somebody said deep. Praise is so deep. Now, it's so sweet. You are just singing praises to him. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Oh, glory. Than praying. When you are praying, it's work. Praise is fun. And you are enjoying the blessing. Now, you understand what I'm saying? Praise is fun. Why you are enjoying blessing? You are doing it effortlessly. And miracle is coming. Rather than when you are praying, you begin to, the prayer will tell you, shake your head, brother Kata. all those stuff. But when you are praising God, you are dancing, you are enjoying yourself. In fact, there is a miniki way of praising God. When you are not, you are seated, you are just shaking your hair. You are just moving. Lord, I thank you. I remember the place where you brought me from. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for where I am today. I see you doing, I see you doing in me what's in my life. Lord, I thank you for the future. I see, Lord, I thank you for the future. The reason why you don't feel like praising God all the time is because you don't understand what praise can do. That's why. Some people will miss praise and worship session in church. Then what are you coming to do? Go back home. You have missed praise and worship session. What triggers you? What brings you to the presence of God? Psalm 100 and verse 4. I will enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. What will make you to enter the gate and the court? You have missed it. You are outside the gate throughout the service. That's the meaning. That is the meaning. You are outside the gate throughout the service when you miss praise and worship. It's a mystery you don't want to miss. It is what brings you into his presence. Now, the Bible made us understand that in the presence of the Lord, there is one. There is fullness of joy. How can you exhibit fullness of joy when you lack praise? It's impossible. The Lord bless us tonight in the name of Jesus. Why is praise so important? Number one, why is praise so important? It is our duty to praise God. Psalm 150 and verse 6, let everything that has breath do what? Praise God. Psalm 150 verse 6, it is our duty. God created you and I to praise him. The reason why you are alive is to praise him. The reason why you are alive, you are living, is to praise God. Watch it. The moment you stop praising God, you are missing the reason for living. The moment you stop praising God, you are missing the reason for living. Praising God is our duty, is our responsibility. So if you have not praised God daily, you have missed your duty call, your roll call for that day. Because the reason why he created you is to praise him. Not to even ask him things. Because he said before you ask, he knows already. So the only thing he doesn't know is your praise. He doesn't know. So you need to give him praise. Emi ni olo fogo re oluwa ma fo kutaro omi opa olola. The meaning of that is you don't praise him, he raise a stone up to praise him. He raise a stone up to praise him. Igi go yin ope ko duro emi ta fi so lori won o ye ka jo yin o emi na jira funba. Now when the trees in the bush are worshiping, what is your duty? Even the hens are worshiping God. God, they are worshiping him. Living things, non-living things, they are giving him praise. Then why are you not praising him? Why? It is our duty to praise God. Number two, God inhabits the praise of his people. Psalm 22 and verse 3. But thou art only all that inhabited the praise of Israel. Psalm 22 and verse 3. God inhabits the praise of his people. Number three, praise is an ever-winning weapon and a never-losing weapon in the battlefield of life. Praise is an ever-winning weapon and never a losing weapon in the battles of life. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21 to 22. You know the story of Jehoshaphat. He consulted the people after that. He appointed singers to sing, and they went to the battle singing. And before you know it, their enemies were ambushed. And then you know the story. It's a winning battle. Is a weapon for the battles of life. Number four, praise guarantees all round result. Somebody say all round result. Praise guarantees all round result. That is, even the things you don't ask for, praise releases it unto you. Praise guarantees all round result. Number five, praise birth wonders. Praise birth wonders. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and doing wonders? Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Praise brings about wonders. I never see this kind of God before. Wonder, wonder. The wonder there is your praise. When you praise him, you enjoy wonder. You know what is called wonder? What couldn't experience, what you cannot explain. Iyanu. What you cannot understand is wonder. How can you explain somebody who is dead for 2-3 days and all of a sudden sneaks back to life? It's beyond understanding. That is only what praise can do. Praise gives back to wonder. You have not been experiencing wonders because people don't tell you wonderful. Watch it. What brings about wonderful is the result of wonders in your life. What they are saying when they say wonderful is because your life is full of wonder. When they see you do something, say, wonderful, wow. It means your life is full of wonder. Your life can never be full of wonders until you are a praise giver. Number 6, praise give birth to glory and beauty. Praise give birth to glory and beauty. Praise give birth to glory and beauty. I pray in the name of Jesus, it will beautify your life. It will beautify my life tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The 2 most profound miracles that Jesus did when he was here was through praise. Very powerful miracle. Through praise. Number 1, Jesus fed 5,000 men, excluding women and children. Let me tell you something, if you don't understand, I was doing that arithmetic and I discovered that we are talking about more than 15,000 people. Because whenever you have 5,000 men, you must have 10,000 women. Don't let us talk of children. One man can give birth to 5, 6, multiply it by the number of 5,000 men. You know the numbers. So they did not add the figures of the children and their wives, but they said 5,000 men, Jesus fed them by the reason of saying, thank you, Jesus. He broke the bread, said, Father, Lord, we thank you. And after giving thanks, they began to break the bread. And he gave to the disciples, and the disciples gave to them as they were seated. Watch it. If the population of Nigeria were in attendance that day, that bread will have served and we still have more baskets remaining. It is not if the bread stop where the people stop. So what we are talking about is praise brings about wonder. This kind of wonder we are talking about. Wonderful miracle. Number 2, the raising of Lazarus, everybody knows, was dead for days, and they went to call him. And when he got there, he said, roll the stone away. Lift up his hand above. He said, Father, no, I thank you because anytime I call unto you, you do what? You answered me. Lazarus, without stress, comfort. When devil hears your praise, he pick grace. He doesn't need to start scabashing at that moment. Praise has gone forth. The prophet will say, Oroja de Ashetele. When praise go forth, wonders follows. Praise go forth, wonders. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And the man rushed out of the tomb. Came out. Why? Because praise, thanksgiving, has preceded request from God. What the praise of today will do for you, number 1. The praise of today, what will it do for you? Number 1. The praise of today will break the chains of limitation and stagnation in your life. If you are connected to it. Don't be too familiar with praise. That's one of our challenges. We are always too familiar with praise. During praise and worship session, can you please lift up your 2 hands and give him praise? Some people will pocket their hands, will be looking up and down, looking at somebody, or looking at the video, or whatever. Don't be too casual during praise and worship session. If I am going on the street and I hear any gospel music, before you know it, I begin to shake my head. Whether I'm in the office, anywhere I am, I hear a good gospel music with a good sound, I begin to shake my head. Before you know it, I'm already dancing in public. I'm addicted already. I decree in the name of Jesus, the Lord will give us the opportunity and the grace to be addicted to praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise will break the chain of limitation and stagnation. Number 2, praise will terminate age-long reproach and afflictions. Age-long reproach and affliction. The reproach that has been with you since the day you were born. Praise will terminate them tonight. Termination of age-long reproach and affliction. Every affliction, every reproach that has been with you for long, tonight, via your praise, you shall see them no more in the name of Jesus. Number 3, praise will hasten the manifestation of God's promise for you. Praise will quickly, add catalyst. Catalyst speed up the rate of chemical reaction. Praise will catalyze your miracle. If it's supposed to come in 10 days, it will come in 10 hours. Praise will bring your miracle to you speedily, quickly. Romans chapter 4 verse 20. You can read that when you get home. Number 4. Praise of today will provoke increase for you. Increase for you. Praise of today will provoke increase in your life. If you want to enjoy increase, you need praise. Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. Let the people praise you, God, and let the people praise thee. Then shall the herds yield their increase, and God and even our own God shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall do what? Shall fear him. What brings about your increase is your praise. There won't be increase until there is a praise. The reason why there is a decrease is because you don't have praise. You don't praise him enough. Praise God, and the earth will yield increase. When earth yield increase, you don't lack food. When earth yield increase, you don't lack resources. When earth yield increase, you don't lack children. When earth yield increase, you don't lack good things of life. When earth yield increase, when your mates are spending money, you are not spending face. You are not helping them to wash plates. Our parashe, we don't have money, but we use our body. No, you are blessed all the way. They ask for money, you are there giving them. Praise bring increase for you. When they don't see in your family, they don't take decision. Why? Because you are loaded, you are blessed. I decree in the name of Jesus the kind of increase that will be coming for you henceforth shall be up. It will be beyond your imagination in the name of Jesus Christ. I said it will be more far beyond your imagination in the name of Jesus. Number 5, praise will execute vengeance against the forces of darkness. Praise will execute vengeance against the forces of darkness. Psalm 149, verse 6 to 7. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the earth and punishment upon the people. Vengeance. And number 6, where I'm going to stop. As you praise him today, he will raise your destiny. Praise raise destiny. Every sleeping destiny. There are some destiny they've given them the little five since when they were small. So they are long gone. Oversleeping, they worry them. Sleeping and snoring. Why? Because they are under the influence of drugs, of the spiritual world. So they will never sleep. They'll never wake. But tonight, when you shake all the nonsense, they think we jackpot in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise rest from sleep, from slumber of long years ago. In conclusion, do all you can to praise God passionately and abundantly today, and it will arise for your sake. Do whatever you can do to praise God passionately, and it will arise for your sake today. Be on your feet, everybody. Be on your feet, everybody.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.com.